Welcome to Astronomica and happy holidays.
Life day.
Life day.
Oh, yay. Goodness.
Happy Hogs Watch.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, that's happening. Oh,
yeah.
30 to 40 feral hogs are loose.
That's not what Hogs Watch is.
Oh, different. Sorry.
Well, it should be. You should watch for them.
It did. It came back around. Like, they're legit.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it was, like, down in Texas. There's a whole neighborhood being terrorized by wild hogs.
Yeah, Hogs Watch is when every year you go out and you sit on your porch and you watch for the hogs.
I would really
I grew up in Arkansas. Why didn't I know this was a thing?
Doing a Memphis, like, Luluid.
What?
Yes. You wear the horse skull and go around.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
Like, Mary Hewitt.
Oh, yeah. Mary Lude. I don't know.
It's two L's.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a she.
I forgot the Mary part.
That's when you wear the horse mask and some brightly colored leggings.
And you have to, like, rap battle with people, and if they lose, they have to give you all their booze.
Yeah. You basically, like, go to your neighbors and, like, yell at them through the door until they let you and all your friends inside to drink their beer.
That's a holiday?
Yeah.
And what else?
Yeah. Old druidic traditions.
You can tell when someone's had too much drinking time when it's a game and how complicated the game gets. So the Welsh are very good at drinking, clearly.
Well, you can tell that just from the name of their geography.
I was going to say, when you're the first ones that the English decide to conquer, you start drinking early.
And can I tell a joke that I wrote that only works in writing?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'm going to try to make it work. As a spoken joke. How do you spell Lilywood?
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
I think it translated pretty well.
It worked.
And speaking
it's
of...
C-A-R-G-H-E-A-U-L-E-I-G-H.
Is it apostrophe?
Yeah.
To all our Welsh listeners out there, may I just say, Tosdyn bob sais.
Word.
That's going to get so much more hate mail than the...
No, well, I mean, it might from the English, but the Welsh will enjoy it.
After Colin got back from Ireland, I asked him to bring me, you know, something back. My family, historically, I thought were, you know, Scotch-Irish.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Davis is historically a Welsh surname.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I was like, yeah, just bring me like a scarf with the tartan. That'd be cool.
Yeah. People at the ye old tartan store like, sorry, those aren't his people.
Just bring him a dragon.
What
and,
did you say?
Ooh, there's a Welsh single malt whiskey called Pendaren that is fucking legit.
Okay.
So if that's what you're into, you should try it.
Colin, you know, if you can follow your genealogy far enough back to get to, like, Normandy or England, and you can get a hold of, like, an aristocrat, then you can definitely trace your lineage all the way back to Odin. Because eventually you hit a king, and then you go back far enough, and they're like descended from Odin.
I know like next to nothing about my family history. Like I know like back to my great grandfather who like I met when I was young, and other than that, I have no fucking idea anything about my people.
So. My mom got big into it for a while, and so we can trace both sides of my family to the people who arrived in America.
Nice,
that's very
and
cool.
We know they came from like one side from France and one side from.
Like, on my mom's side, there's a lot of, like, everything established, and, you know, I've never met my father. When I finally got in touch with him very briefly, who wasn't friendly, I found out his ass was adopted, so I'm just like, because when I wrote him, I was like, all right, you know, I'm not looking to replace anybody, but, like, if you could let me know if there's any genetical dangers type thing. I'm having kids now. Like, let's just share that information. Sure. He was like, nope, I'm adopted. Shit.
Well, my shit's half Mormon, so we know.
Oh, you know everything.
We know everything back all the way to fucking when we were single-celled organisms.
So you guys should be jealous of me because I still might be like the child of a wizard or a king.
You have potential.
Like I might be the grand.
Yeah.
Like
you could be a changeling. You could be fae.
Well, that's honey, every fantasy story I've ever read. You have to not know.
You're from the South. If you're the offspring of a wizard or a king.
Oh, no.
A grand wizard, you might even be descended
maybe
from.
I wanted
to
dragon.
Argue that I was born in Dallas, but that doesn't help either.
My dad got really into like Ancestry.com and all that stuff. And he actually went to a professional genealogist prior to this. And the genealogist was like, yeah, we usually like to try and link people up to, you know, some kind of royalty or illustrious personage. And It's just peasants, like all the way back.
Just peasants, like peasants.
I mean, in a way, it's an honor because your ancestor was actually the first peasant.
So what you're saying,
like, wasn't a class system until your ancestor came along and somebody went, fuck that guy.
You know what? Everyone was upper class.
You get less food than everybody else. I hate you.
Yeah.
But it also means you come from hardy stock.
Yes.
Like surviving peasants.
Man, that guy looks real subjugatable. let's like, make him do stuff.
Flip side of that. When the people's revolution comes, you have the best pedigree.
Yeah, you can just be their king.
The king of the peasants. And shall we all be peasants?
I'm the first one.
Oh, man. And speaking of being king of the peasants, I have some things to make sure I say in this intro that definitely don't get cut. So if you're just now joining us, this is our last episode of the year.
Oh, of the year? No.
Forever.
I thought we were done.
Man, 2020 has been so long.
You know, this was a controversial decision, and I have to say, not the entire team was behind this, but I really told everyone I think we should hold the end of this storyline hostage. So this is the last episode until you join our Discord and tell us how much you love what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And if enough of you join the Discord, then we will indeed have more episodes.
You have to clap really, really hard or Astronomica dies.
Exactly.
So you could also just listen in 2 weeks.
Also that.
And don't tell them the secret. Don't tell them we're bringing it back anyway. No, it makes me laugh
because everyone already in the Discord is like, these motherfuckers need the attention too much. There's no way. Yep.
Why do you think we made a podcast?
Because we're shy.
It's like our version of Chick Tracks for Stars Without Number. Right? Mm. So like with Chick Tracks, one of the things that they say is like, hey, are you shy? Are you too shy to witness? Just leave this on somebody's desk or give it to them as a tip, like an evil person. And this is our Chick Tracks. So you're welcome, listener. The other thing that I have that I absolutely need to mention is that I kind of spilled the beans a little bit, but we're coming to the end of our time on Chrissia Moores.
It's true.
And that means we're coming closer and closer to another episode of Chatstronomica.
Also true.
Yes.
So.
Factually accurate.
We need your questions. If you have questions for us about the story arc, about the game, about us as players, really anything, we'll either answer or we'll tell you that we won't answer. But we probably will at least read your question.
Or if you have a comment, like if you have, if you want to tell me to shut up more often, send that in and we'll read it on the air. Kristen will read it aggressively, making eye contact with me the entire time.
Oh, man, that would be actually a super fun segment for Chatstronomica, is like reading negative comments, like having a person whose job is to like...
Okay,
no, that segment is called Look at Me. And it's Look at Me.
Here we go. Make us roast each other. Pick a person and a roast for another person on the podcast, and we will read it.
So that'll be the bookend.
Yes.
Essentially. Yep. So I get to be part of that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to come for Chatstronomica episode, come have the truly drunken fun.
Good.
What
have I not been having? That's, I don't trust you guys to talk about me when I'm gone.
Oh, that's when the real story comes out.
We have to wait till you're gone to say nice things.
Man.
When you guys talk about taking the cover off this mic because it just stinks of whiskey.
Oh, I need to wring that mic out into my glass.
Alternately, you could also give each of us a report card. Mm. Rate us on our performance.
Ooh. You know, that would only ever come from you, because I think everyone else at this table is like, nah.
Krista, we talked about this earlier today. Our flavors of anxiety are very different.
I live in a pass-fail kind of world.
Fucking Katrina's auditing this podcast. Yeah, that's true.
When she leaves, she gets a W. It's not like she gets a real grade.
But no, if I don't get a real grade, that's worse. Like, I'm the kid, if I got like an A and no comments, I was destroyed. I'd rather have like a B and comments.
Same.
Or if you want superlatives, most likely to be to die in a hail of gunfire in a shootout with the cops.
No, I win that one. My ex-husband's a cop.
Shit.
Most likely to secede.
Yeah. I also win that one. I was born in Texas.
Most likely to be taken away in a van by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
That's Stan for sure.
I mean, yeah, we're just...
Answer might shock you. I mean, we were talking about Colin's murder basement earlier today.
Yeah.
So,
hey, guys, come on down to the watch shop, see my murder basement. I probably won't murder you.
And Jeff has this Jeff has the same politics as me, but is more capable of like building an explosive device.
But like visibly, you're scarier.
That's very, yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point. Visibly scarier, less likely to build an incendiary device, and more likely to just be like, "Ah, shucks, guys." So if you're an FBI agent and you're thinking, man, I really don't feel like being blown up today. I really want to look good when the TV cameras are here. Stan's definitely your number one choice, right?
Yeah.
Also, shout out to our FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, you know, yeah. I'm sure that they enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is at least one member of the military intelligence community that has listened to an episode or two.
Mm-hmm. Is that you?
No.
He couldn't tell us if it was. And then he'd have to kill us.
No, I have to tell you. That's the rule.
I was the guy that, like, so they have to have, like, a background check. And so he put me down because he was like, I mean, they're going to find you.
So I need so it on
I'm
the
just
going
to admit. Yeah.
Yep. All right. I think that's all the announcements that I had to remember for the end of the year and possibly the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. When we're all hauled away.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
But you should listen in 2 weeks when we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also you should because
if you've clapped hard enough.
Yeah, people do tend to think this is real, and I'm not joking.
No, the image of someone sitting in their house with earbuds in, just clapping as hard as they can, like it's the end of Peter Pan.
No, I mean, like, you clap really loud to keep Tinkerbell alive. I think to keep Astronomical alive, you, like, catcall, whistle, cuss words, send whiskey.
But you only catcall, like, your dog, because it's a victimless crime. Our listeners would never catcall an innocent person.
I catcall my cat.
I'm pretty sure what you do to keep Astronomica alive is you do the Mary Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yeah.
No. It's a horse.
Just show up, okay? Show up and do the thing. Look, and I'll.
Also, I feel like
you
if you want to guarantee a spot on Astronomica, you write The Night Before Christmas, but all with Mackie and Grace. Mm-hmm. Sleep by the fire with dreams that Star Daddy would soon be there.
Oh, dear.
With his can full of Nas.
Yeah.
And his head full of communism.
Oh, man. He does wear a red suit, but he does also come from capitalism. I don't know. Santa's confusing. That actually reminds me of the third announcement that I did forget.
Yay.
Which is, if you are a follower on Patreon, we have a special Christmas gift for you.
Yay.
Yay.
It is an episode of an old show that Colin, Stan, and myself did before this.
Yeah, the one where we didn't know how to do it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
The one where we learned.
Yes, it was a great learning effort. And this particular episode was when Kristen went insane and everyone was like, it's really just easier to do what she wants instead of trying to get her committed. So like,
that's not different than every episode.
Yeah, but this one is Christmas Carol themed. Nice. So
it's a, not to spoil it, but it's a retelling of the Christmas Carol, literally.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm eager to listen to it.
Does anyone else have anything else to say before we move to our next section?
Instead of clapping, the way to keep the podcast alive is to get drunk at a holiday family gathering and yell at your most reactionary relative about the evils of capitalism.
That's
Thank you.
True. That'll do it. Yeah, we'll definitely be back next year if you can do that for us.
I believe in you.
Also send nudes.
Last time on Astronomica. We finished our big gunfight, and that went pretty well because none of us died, which was pretty surprising. I blew up a spaceship. It was pretty cool. I kind of feel bad about that. It was probably not necessary, but I was in a mood. But, following all that, we decided to start trying to get the Mongos on board with Violent Revolution, and, you know, things I think are looking up. I finally dealt with my emotions. Maybe. I don't know. I talked to Bridget, and I didn't kill her, and that seems like growth. other than that, you know, Nikki made a phone call, Mackie decided to hold the ship up, and I think that about gets us up to speed. Maybe we're ready to go start some shit, guys.
Call me Boots Riley, because I'm in the middle of a coup. Because he's a band of coup.
Jesus.
Woof.
I got it. I got it.
Star Daddy, I think we've got our plan set in stone, and I think it's going to succeed, and it's going to go swimmingly, and nothing you do is going to shake us from this plan.
100% positive that that's the case.
So you want to just go ahead and say we did it, and, you know, we took the station?
I'm going to roll.
Okay.
I'm going to roll percentile. I'm going to give you a 1%.
Yeah. If I get the 1% for this, you're going to...
If anybody would.
In fact, let's do it. Dice on the table. Kristen, go ahead. Roll a percentile chance.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I'm going to roll it.
If it's a 1...
It's not a 1.
Okay.
No, it's not a fucking 1.
It was a 60.
Yeah.
Is that the amount of failure? Or?
What I didn't tell you was that... I would also have taken a 69.
Nice.
We'd all take a 69. Nice.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't. We're too adult. Our backs hurt.
Lay down.
That's not
you
real.
You don't enjoy it. It's not the
not
point.
After 26.
You check the mark off on the clipboard. You put another tally mark. Yeah.
You move the fuck along.
You scrape the bedpost with your
The nail. Only way to 69 is when you're 69. So
exactly. When you're 69, yeah. You have to.
But what do you do when you're 64?
Do you do
wait to be 69?
I think you go to the Isle of Wight with the kids if it's not too dear. I think you have to scrimp and save.
Nice.
I don't really remember entirely.
Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, turns out... The dice said, I'm sorry, the dice said it doesn't quite work out.
So we gotta play it out.
Yeah.
We gotta see.
This is Mackie not being in the bagging area.
Yeah. Mackie has his foot, as established previously, on the transport.
Okay, in fairness, I think that may have wound up on the cutting room floor, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say, Mackie is okay with absolutely anything that any of his teammates... Big Nicky, Sultan, Bashy, anyone, the janitor bots want to do, but he does feel that whatever they want to do does require Ramirez does not fuck off in the shuttle. So he's got 1 foot on the gangway and 1 foot on the ground, and he ain't moving until everybody else decides what's happening.
Okay. And somebody wanted to approach somebody and talk about something.
Hildy is heading off towards Clifford, and I believe Big Nicky... is at Hildy's elbow to make sure that everything is nice and diplomatic.
Which means that Sultan is right alongside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a minute. It's been a while. I need to channel Clifford. Okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Clifford.
Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
The great thing is, we all knew what the punchline to this joke was going to be, and it was still funny. And that's how you know we drink. Yes, Mr. Clifford, please pardon all the mess here. I believe that this situation has resolved itself. I have something extremely important to discuss with you. Hildy pushes her cheek back into place.
Oh, all right. What's important?
First of all, hey, Cliff, you hungry?
Always.
Here you go, babe. And pass off a kolache.
Nice kolache.
Oh, oh yeah. Tasty.
Awesome. What's the meat?
That's a need to know basis.
Well, it's delicious.
But it's definitely a cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, God, kolache. What's the cheese?
I'm less curious about the cheese for some reason.
Just need to know the cheeses don't want to know.
Yes, excellent. While you munch on that, you can hear me out. So, as you can see, we found your gas, and now hopefully you can get your water in the short term, and also we have a plan to get you lots of water in the long term.
I'm listening.
All right. So, we believe at this juncture that your situation is simply unacceptable. The Sultan above, he takes all of your toil and hard work and all of that bullshit, and, you know, he gives you a small amount of water and requires you to do even more labor for him while he's up there having parties with Dukoks and, you know, ice cream and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's an accurate description of our situation, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I just wanted to remind you in case you'd forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, we think we can change this. And we were wondering if you'd be interested in changing it.
And as Hildy says that, Nicky, who's already proffered the kolache, is going to pull Sultan up close at the heel and sort of pet Sultan, scratch behind the ears, and say, "And y'all ain't the only ones down here. So, you know, can we work together? You think maybe?"
He looks suspiciously at Sultan. And then he reaches a hand out, and he's like, "Hey, little feller."
Sultan, say hi to our new friend. His name's Clifford.
Sultan sniffs his hand, and I'm going to roll another die. I feel like rolling tonight. How about you guys?
That is not what I showed up for.
I was told this was going to be explicitly a dialogue and role play episode.
I want everything decided by DM Fiat.
I would like to add
what's funny is I just decide what the dice mean.
So. Oh, dig. Okay, cool. I'm on board.
Nikki and Sultan. Nick has been continuously telling Sultan, like, not to do the weird eyeball thingy or the slurpy thingy and, like...
Yeah.
So just bite him. Got it.
Hey. Sultan. Don't do the slurpy thingy, okay, babe? Just be chill, all right? We're talking about planet-wide peace. Just get it together.
I wonder if a White House dog has ever fucked up a peace summit.
Heard about major biting. Also, do not forget that Sultan is wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just a dog. He's a dog in clothes.
Yeah.
Who is shaped like a giant human.
Yeah, it's cute.
On all fours.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's science fiction cute.
I mean, people think hairless cats are cute, so yeah, sure.
They are wrong.
I kind of keep thinking of Sultan as a hairless cat in a sweater.
I keep thinking Pluto.
Yeah, he's definitely Pluto.
It's more of a goofy, if we're being real, but just because he's man-shaped.
Yeah, but he's on all fours like Pluto.
And he says,
Goofy does that sometimes. What? I mean, I don't know if I
can. So what's the role say to
Clifford? Yeah,
Goofy doesn't do that on camera. That's a bedroom thing.
Yeah, that's how we got Max.
Oh, God damn it, y'all.
Yeah, that's a good question. What does Clifford do?
Clifford and Sultan have a moment.
Clifford, what that thing do?
His right, name is Sultan. He's not a thing.
Clinton.
We know what that thing do.
Yeah.
Depends what your definition of dude is.
Clifford passes an incarceration bill that...
Stop it. Go back to the...
Clifford and Sultan have a moment, and they come away from it with mutual respect.
Nice. Which, for warring parties, might be very, very influential to all of the other Mongos to see leadership sort of like having a tete-a-tete.
Yeah. Clifford pets the Sultan on the top of the head, and Sultan rises up on his back feet to his full height, which is taller than Nikki. And pets Clifford on top of the head.
Nice. It's kind of nice, kind of sweet. Very like Coco the gorilla. So terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as you can see, we have also made contact with the creatures you call Zagunis and found them to be considerably more...
Oh, this is a Goonie.
Yes, this is a Goonie, and they are considerably more intelligent than you led us to believe. This representative here is a Goonie, as is my compatriot here behind me, and she will gesture to Heimdall, wherever... Mm-hmm.
Heimdall, in a much more advanced way, just kind of waves.
Yes. Yes, but as to my question, are you interested in being involved in changing your situation here?
Yeah, I mean, in a general sense, I suppose. What specifically are you asking?
Ah, excellent. All we will need is, as many of your best warriors as can fit in our shuttle right over here. You can see Mr. Mackey is making sure that it is on the ground. And what they will do is go up with us to the station, and they will basically cause a distraction. And while they are distracting station personnel, I will make my way to the Sultan and we will have a little discussion about the situation here on the ground.
Yeah, Clifford, so we can let the Sultan know that it's so hard on the surface so that we can all work together and provide everything we need from the stuff on the surface to the water and everything. So we can just let him know. The Sultan, I believe he'll be reasonable.
And while Nikki's saying that, Hildy will, of course, make a we all know what we're talking about here face. Yeah. And if you'd like, I can make a talk check.
Sure.
Or a lead check.
Yeah, you're standing behind Nikki doing the line across the throat.
Yeah, we will give him the old lawful good.
Yeah. Roll that talk check.
And all I'm saying is, like, maybe Sultan didn't know that y'all were so thirsty. Like, he thought he was giving y'all enough. I thought we were giving y'all enough. And then the Goonies over here, I thought that they had enough. I thought that they were real mean. But now I know that they just needed more. And we're just going to all work together. Y'all don't understand. I got so many new recipes. I got a whole war wagon. It's got a double oven. You remember that kolache? I could pump out so many kolaches.
Nice.
Right, Sultan.
All right, we're going to find out how delicious the kolache was as an assist on that check.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what I rolled?
Not yet.
Okay.
Should I roll?
Yeah, so you're going to roll. I would think that would be work, but we've established that you're a skilled cook. And so if you don't have points in work, we might have to wing it a little bit.
Mm-mm.
All right. Nope. Let's pretend there's a cook kolache skill. I'm going to guess Nikki's plus two. What do you guys think?
I think so.
That sounds good to me.
Tracks.
All right.
Is that D6?
Yeah. 2D6.
That would be a 7.
No, roll one more.
Yeah. Oh, so 8 on the die, that would be a 10.
Okay, 10's a success. 10 was the threshold. That gives a plus 1 to Kristen.
Must have been a jalapeno cheddar. So,
must have been.
I'm a Boudin kind of kolache fan myself.
Of course the fuck you are.
I am an equal opportunity kolache eater. I rolled double planets. That's 2 6s on the die.
Nice.
Plus 2 from my bonuses for talk and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And plus 1 for a total of 15.
Plus 1 for the kolache.
Plus 1 for the kolache.
Yeah.
For a total of 15.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Clifford, his eyes get a little wide, and he says, fuck yeah.
Does he go, fuck yeah, yeah, yeah?
Sure.
And you see a little bit of Sultan's tendril sticking into his ear.
Soon Big Nicky's not going to be, it's just going to be yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it's a religious text.
Right.
Big Nicky is the key that unlocks the ascension of the Goonie nanobots through the galaxy, eradicating humanity once and for all.
We've Thank had God. A good run.
Except for the ones who can create beautiful pastries, who will be spared.
Clifford is, he kind of starts smacking his lips, and you get the impression of someone who's just taking a big sip of water.
Yes.
He's just in his mind, just thinking about that fucking water.
Excellent. And Hildy will get on general comms to everyone in the group. Yes, gentlemen and Grace, by the look on Clifford's face here, I can tell we are in.
Rad.
In case you don't know what that means, it means we're going to load up the shuttle. We're going to go up to the top. Y'all are going to.
Your skies.
Nick's it's, rubbed off. You're not Hildy's, only half Goody, you're also half Nicky.
Hildy's vocal cords are starting to sag. We're going to go up to the station, and we're going to cause a big ruckus. And I intend to make my way to the Sultan, and we're going to have a little discussion.
I mean, I for one am down to bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky Excellent. Doesn't hear any except what Hildy says and goes, Sultan, buddy, who the hell is she talking to?
When you say you are going to have a discussion with the Sultan, do you mean you are going to have a discussion, wink, with the Sultan?
Yes, I mean I am going to have a wink discussion.
High sign.
High sign, finger to nose, not in nose.
Barn owl.
Barn owl. Discussion with the Sultan.
Oh, wait, is there an emergency? Oh, no, that is Bard Owl. Yes, okay, yes, I am in.
Before everyone starts, like, loading up and getting ready to head out, I'm still sitting on the back of the truck with Sergey and Squidle with me. I'm going to look at both of them and be like, well, you know, there's only room for me plus one in here, so, I mean, y'all can both go on the shuttle if you want to, but I was figured I'd ask if either y'all wanted to, you know,
who wants to R2-D2
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, who wants to co-pilot? You know, it could be fun.
Sergey thinks for a moment. He closes his eyes, and he's like, I shouldn't, but man, it seems like it'd be really fun.
I bet. Oh, that'd be cool.
Wait, Anton, you could put Brilliana in there, since you trust her so much, and think that she is such a great person.
You know, It could have been. Sylvie.
I have a question. Mm. So we as characters sometimes and as players have tried to throw Brilliana at Anton mm-hmm. as like a, hey, Anton, you're a guy who's down. You clearly want to just jump on whoever we find. And you're Anton's been pretty steadfast about like, hey, man, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. And that he has a type, and his type is a very assertive sort of person who's likely mm-hmm. to, stab him in the back whenever. Is he more attracted to Brilliana now than he was before?
I was going
to
say, like, I mean, insofar as, like, canonically, I guess Anton has had a type, Brilliana would have been it. But I think that...
The moment's gone?
I think that he's just been focused on other shit. And, you know, she hasn't, like, flirted with him or anything. So I guess he's just like, if that would have happened at any point, maybe. But for now, he's like, I've got a job to do.
I do not feel like the moment is gone.
It's not.
I feel like the moment is pending.
He's still coming down from the nun.
Yeah. It's not like it couldn't happen. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
She tried to stab you. What clearer signal do you wish?
She could still let him borrow a pencil or something, mm-hmm. which would.
Well, we're all going to the movies later, and I don't know if you wanted to come with us. It could be a good time, but you know, no pressure. It's all right. Like, I don't really even care if you come.
They only try to stab you if they like you.
Mm-hmm. And then, what does it mean that the crew keeps throwing this murderous motherfucker at Anton?
We know his type.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to die,
and he's immune to shock damage, so it's probably not going to.
Anyway. So Hildy is just going to be engaged in carrying out the, get the troops to the thing.
Clifford emerges from, let's say you had your meeting in kind of a semi-truck trailer type ruler's estate.
Yeah, yeah. So like one of those vans that people are going across country in and mm-hmm. putting on Instagram now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rad.
He emerges. He strikes a regal pose before the masses of his tribe.
Can you do that pose for us right now?
Yeah, sure.
It is.
Oh, shit, that's regal. That's regal as fuck.
I will follow you into the jaws of death.
I wish we had the ability to take pictures right now.
Yeah, because unfortunately, it's impossible.
We just don't.
Crap.
Someone should invent that.
So good.
He looks out over his people and he puts up a hand and he says, everybody's going to get a bath.
Do they
follow me if you want a bath?
Do they all begin to run out? Like everyone begins to run out. In that case, if they all begin to run out, Big Nicky at this time is going to go, hold on, little ones. Y'all chill out. And gonna keep the small ones. And in fact, I foresee this being like 13, 14, 15 year olds being like, go the fuck home.
Yeah, give me
go
a.
Go on now.
Give me a lead or a talk.
I have no detriment, neither. My talk, 2 sixes, yeah?
Yep.
Can I assist?
Sure.
Left arm, like, brandishes every invasive surgical instrument. And he goes, who is due for their yearly dental checkup?
Ew, it's only 6 on the die.
Oh. All right.
Well,
I have both skills, but they're both 0.
Yeah.
So this would be like a charisma.
I mean, intimidate.
We've been using talk to intimidate.
Okay, so. Talk. All right.
I hate to admit that there probably has to be a bonus to intimidate 15-year-olds because they're fucking idiots. Yeah.
If the goal is a 6, then I contribute and she succeeds.
It is not.
Is it a 7?
It's an 8.
Damn it.
Trying to tell 14-year-olds what the fuck
is. I was going to say, I feel like there's not a bonus to intimidate. Yeah. I feel like there's a negative to intimidate 15-year-olds. Like,
No, that's what I mean. Like, it has to be higher. So in that case, that means Ziggy goes, hey, y'all, get back, get back.
So
and they just
adolescents run over Nicky, essentially.
Oh, wait, that adds.
One bites Nicky on the hand.
You little dangle. Oh.
How much damage?
None. Oh. No hit point damage.
Sultan continues to like yip yap around, but it doesn't bite anybody. Mm-hmm. Just
mm-hmm. Do I have a bunch of like 15-year-olds trying to like swarm?
No, they're all running up to Clifford.
Okay, cool.
Okay, does that mean Clifford gets the control of like who goes up?
It appears that way.
Because Nikki wanted to keep the young ones at home and keep the ones who needed to protect them at home, whether that was the elders or...
I mean, I trust Clifford to recognize this is an important endeavor. We have a limited space in the shuttle. You send the people who are most likely to achieve the goal. So, yeah.
The husbands of women I like. I got it.
Exactly. Or the wives...
Hey, now. Who was Bathsheba's husband?
Don't remember. Some dude David killed.
Some dude.
I think it was Bath Trevor.
And at this time, like when Uriah. We landed on the surface, Nikki had like pockets and pockets of pastries, but they have been depleted. I did not have enough pastries to like charm these kids into going home.
So Clifford asks, how many positions are available?
Mr. Mackey, what does the shuttle look like it will hold? I have no idea how big.
It looks to me like it would hold one Hildy, one Bashy, three janitor bots, one Mackie, one Hopper, one Heimdall, one Sultan, one fantastically big Nikki, and
Shank.
One Shank, and one Wang, and one Squirtle. And then on top of that... I think, based on my extensive knowledge of engineering and craft of that nature, it would hold another 12 people. That's what I think. That's what I think. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Mr. Mackey, you have an extensive history in packing individuals into shuttlecraft that is very old. So, you know, I
know
believe
many
you.
Things.
Have we considered liquefying them?
No,
they would be
much more
space efficient.
That's a good idea.
Hopper,
we should think about
Mr. Hopper, we cannot liquefy them. We need them to be operable.
Hopper, why you...
at the end of this journey.
Why are you always like that, Hopper?
And all, does anybody want the actual answer to
the
question?
I just assumed
that Mackie was right.
I was thinking that.
In total, counting the pilot, 20 people.
So Mackie's not too far off, because we're about 8, right?
Okay.
12 by my count.
So 8 more.
And you didn't include...
I really feel like there's someone we're forgetting, but
I did not include.
Well, Sergei is in the fighter with Cullen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mongos.
That would include Clifford. So that's 7 more.
Clifford doesn't have to go. I assume that Clifford is just sending his... Like,
I'd assume Clifford would... jump in and be like...
Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't.
All right, so if there's only 8 that serves a purpose, that Nikki driving off the adolescents is probably unnecessary, because it seems like the Mongo tribe would absolutely have 8 able-bodied...
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Grown people to get on. So if that is the case, Mackie may be just about ready to take his foot off.
Y'all let me know.
Let's pause for a second and I'll answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Can I suggest that we call this episode Oops, All NPCs?
Maybe.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Mackie has informed me that we can fit 12 more individuals. However, I haven't been in there. I think that'll be a little tight. I'm thinking it will be more like 8. We need 8 of your most able-bodied fighters. Hopefully none of them will die, but glorious purpose.
All right.
Are you certain about your figures? Perhaps we should list them all individually.
No, I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody who's listening to this is going to really be worried about, making sure that we added correctly.
Just in case for the recording, it would be Ramirez, Hopper, Squirtle, three janitor bots, Hildy, Nikki, Sultan, Heimdall, Shank, Wang... Bashy and Mackie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the three janitor bots are clamped down into one unit.
You can cut Voltron. That if you want, just in case.
They Voltron.
I'm being a dickhead.
All right, and Clifford steps up, he's standing at the entrance to his hovel, looking out over his people, and he kind of points around, and he's like, Manhala, Paulina, Gyu, Vihan, Angelus, Sylvain, Tiberia, and Adesina.
Fuck, they all have names?
Do it again.
No.
Manhala.
Oh, Jesus.
Paulina.
Mm-hmm.
Gu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope Tiberia comes. She's my favorite.
Vihan. Angelus. Sylvain. Tiberia.
Yes.
And Adesina. I'll have to make sure I don't close that window.
Now that it's an ink on a different Katrina's individual. Got a list.
I'm just going to call all of them Goo. Mm-hmm. That was somebody's name.
It was.
So, you know?
G-U.
Any relation to Goolin?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. You can ask him.
I mean, they're all related to Genghis Khan. That's
aren't true. We all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, literally every person.
Yeah, this far in the future, everybody.
In this that we ever encounter.
Okay. They all grab their gear and head over to the shuttle.
Y'all, come on in. I just got a few more. You want donut or you want biscuit?
They each make their choice.
Excellent. Well, team, I think it's time to get the show on the road, yeah? Anybody else have anything they need to do?
So Ramirez just sitting there, like, with his headphones in, like, listening to the Commodore's greatest hits.
No.
Like,
he's like, oh, there's a lot of people in here.
Puppets. Yeah. Master!
Master! Yeah, he's listening to, what number is he on, the Master Puppet?
Oh, do we have a canon answer for that yet?
No, he was about 40 through 100. Last episode.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
I want to offer Mackie a bagel and say, I don't have any of that squeezy thing you got out of that tube.
Oh, that's all right. You know, it really hits the spot every now and again, but sometimes you get a little sick of it. I like this thing. You can look through it. He looks at you through the bagel.
But you still have a little squeezy tube of the...
Nutrient paste ration?
Yeah.
I do, but I don't feel the need to put it on your magnificent peep food.
It's got a window.
It's got a window. It's peep food. What, you never had peep food? He peeps at you.
All I meant to do is be like, Mackie, get your feet in the boat.
Oh.
And eat a bagel with your yum-yums on it.
Look, sometimes the direct approach is best. I appreciate you trying to handle me, but... Never mind. He takes his pee food and goes to the cockpit to, you know, peep his way through to the flooded palace.
Does he go into the cockpit and go, Ramirez, I can see you.
He goes, hey, Ramirez, look, I got some pee food.
When you open the door to the cockpit, it's, Master! Master!
All right, so the back door closes and we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
One thing I wanted to add was last thing Hildy does is she's going to snag a robe, like a cloak, basically, that she can toss over herself, just snag from someone in the Mongo camp. I assume that someone has got that because, you know, she's looking a little melty and she's trying to, like, her plan is to...
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but you are looking a little melty. Yeah,
yeah
I like the idea that it's, like, a nursery kind of person, like, getting everybody back in the things and you just, snag.
If only we had a Holocaust cloak, that would be something.
Oh, no, she's just grabbing one as she goes. Like, if she sees one on a line, back of a truck, something, she's just like, I'm going to have to talk to a person who doesn't know what's happened, and she's covering that base.
Could I use a dose of pre-tech cosmetics for an actual cosmetic purpose and try and temporarily, like, humanize Hildy's face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's Hopper doing it, so...
Yeah. I mean... Sorry, could Hopper?
No. What I meant was Hopper doesn't have a good...
Prepare to look like Madame Tussauds wax dummy of Hildy as a blended life form.
Yeah. I'm saying if Hopper successfully turns Hildy into a perfect... His version of a perfect looking human, it's going to look fucked up.
Yeah.
It would be like trying to turn a deer into a deer looking thing, but it looks like Bambi.
Yeah.
From the in real life.
You're going to make Hildy look like Mackie.
That is exactly, if I succeeded, Hildy would look identical to Mackie.
Tell you what, the difficulty is 6.
Okay.
If you get 14 or higher, she looks exactly like Mackie.
Hopper is going to offer his services to Hildy rather than just advance.
Back her into a corner?
Yep.
With all your little buzzsaws going?
What's inside check in this? There's not one.
We've been doing notice.
Notice wisdom, yeah?
Also, though, like, you would interpret, like, Hopper would sincerely believe that he is about to do the very best.
In my nonsense roll, just roll double planets again.
Nice.
Hildy's going to politely decline, knowing that while Hopper...
Oh, Hoppy butt.
While Hopper would do his very best, it may not render the result that would be best to the situation.
Yeah. It was a good idea, though.
Yeah.
It was. I don't mean to shut down your idea.
No.
I just am trying to not, like, give myself negatives when I was already trying to think of getting rid of negatives.
Well, why would it be a negative? You'd look exactly like Mackie.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Also, fine. Good thinking to yank the robes off the line rather than a person, which is all I saw when you talked about it. Like, I did not envision lines. You're correct.
Back of a truck, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Whatever's
you're
right. there.
Yeah, you pull a big flag that's faded. It used to be like a football team.
You nice. Wrap yourself in the equivalent of a Confederate flag. Like,
I do not.
No. I'm just
like the space equivalent.
Like Emperor Palpatine, just like goopy mm-hmm. person in a robe.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
I'm trying to get us to move to action.
Good luck with that.
I am offended. That's the first thing I've said in like 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, but right. it wasn't moving up. Towards action. So
we're in the.
You're in the shuttle. You lift off, I assume.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And how?
You guys are ascending toward the flooded palace. Is Anton going to wait on the ground until
that's planned? He gets Stan. The
thing? Okay.
What's the travel time?
Just a few minutes.
In that case, Nikki's definitely going to start singing.
Sweet. You say that like you have an actual thing.
Do you have a song prepared?
Is there a Vaporeon chant?
No, just the usual. Macaroni in a pot.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to wait for it to hit.
Kind of gathering and pulling everything out of their rows and sort of like is doing their best to offer all the last vestiges and the crumbs of everything out of the robes to try to kind of engender the eight folks.
Mm-hmm.
High spirits.
We're cool. We're cool. I'm with you. I lived upscale, but I think we should all be together. Let's hear. You want to try this? You want to try this? You want to try this? And look it. I got a friend. His name's Sultan. Sultan, take a bagel to the fellow over there. And like Sultan's helping and doing tricks and mm-hmm. sit, lay, and Sultan sometimes doesn't do it.
In the like second seat of the fighter, because I mean, I don't know mechanically, would there be controls over like any of the weapon systems or anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You look at Sergei and just be like, hey,
you have full control from the fighter seat,
mm-hmm.
but you can like delegate control mm-hmm. of.
Like, hey, Sergei, you want a gun? I didn't think to ask earlier. I don't know if you have a gun or not, but you know, I'm going to go do things. So,
you mean like a personal firearm?
I mean, either or. You know, say there's
sure.
big guns and like person sized guns. And,
yeah, I could go for one of those.
All right. So, I've got this thing. It's like a laser, mm-hmm. but it's like a laser sword for a spaceship. And I feel like that would be pretty fun. And
sounds
so,
cool.
Cool. All right. He's going to have the close range. I'm also going to be like, so I think what this thing will be best for is like, if there's, you know, some sort of physical munitions coming at us, if you could try to like intercept those and keep us from getting hit, you know, that's what I would use it for. But, you know, it's your gun. So have fun.
All right.
I guess I'm up in the cockpit in the co-pilot seat next to Ramirez. Does he seem cool? I mean, clearly things have gotten really weird. Does he mm-hmm. need any handling, or is he just flying up to the hangar on the flooded palace as we were hoping for?
He seems to be doing his 9-to-5. He doesn't.
What a way to make a living.
For yeah. parting in it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. He ate heavier than expected.
Yeah. He's an elevator.
Cool. Right. And so.
He's like, it's still under the weight limit. I'm good.
All right. And the flooded palace from our vantage point doesn't look at all unusual.
It does not.
It's just doing its thing. All right, yep. Cool.
I was going to ask, do you want to communicate to Grace at all?
I think that Mackie just sends the Grace a message that's like, hang in there. Help is on the way.
And that would be in comms. That wouldn't be, Ramirez wouldn't hear it.
Ramirez would not hear it.
Like in the helmet.
I think that Hildy would hear it. Anton might. Hopper definitely would. And I think, I don't know if Nikki would.
No, Nick has none of this.
Okay, yeah, Nikki wouldn't hear it. But yeah, hang in there. Help is on the way.
Thank you, Mackie. And she sends you an image of a kitten hanging from a tree branch. But its head has been replaced with like a robotic lens with a glowing red eye.
Wow, that's real. Don't. Please.
I am hanging in there. Thank you for coming for me.
You're doing a wonderful
Kristen,
job.
Kristen, don't edit it out. I would really like for the fans to create an image of the hang in there poster, but with robotic red eyes, and I will straight print it for my house. Pew, pew, pew.
That's what laser cats say. Meanwhile, up on the flooded palace, Grace, you've just gotten the old barn owl you had indicated previously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Nolan, get those succulent digital lips of yours on the mic.
My God, it's full of stars. Stars.
Is something the matter?
I'm like a god.
Yes, yes, the digital god complex. We've all had it.
Hold on to your butts.
That is your job, sweet cheeks.
Oh, you know what it sounds like when, like, your parents like, are flirting with each other?
The flip side of, I don't like mommy and daddy fighting. It's yeah. worse when mommy and daddy are flirting.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my finger up this station's asshole.
How are you going to fit your finger past my fist?
The station begins to tip a little at first, and then more. As your center of gravity changes, the Grace slowly begins to slide across the hangar floor.
Okay, so she's not dodged to the deck at all. She's just, okay, hanging loose.
There are some hoses, but they definitely don't have the tensile strength to...
Right. Nolan, is this a deliberate action, or are you suffering from some sort of malfunction or derangement?
I got this, baby. Let daddy work.
Well, just don't bang me up too far. The safe word is barn owl.
Barn owl or barn owl? All right.
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
The other shuttle, the one that Bridget Sakamoto and crew arrived on, goes tumbling out of the hangar door.
Okay.
Also, from one of the elevators that connects to the hangar, there is a sudden loud sloshing of a great deal of water pouring down the shaft and spilling through the elevator doors into the hangar.
Can we see anything from the outside?
Yes. From the outside, as you guys are climbing up, you see the station lurch very nearly 45 degrees, just perfectly diagonal.
Oh, dang.
Water begins to rush over the side, pouring out of every window and door. There are people in the current being thrown overboard.
Oh, God.
So your shuttle is, like, rising up, and a waterfall just kind of cascades, not on top of you, but, like, all around you. So okay. There are people falling, screaming past the windshield.
It's a good thing we left all those children on the ground directly below the station.
How does Ramirez react to this?
Ramirez looks at what's going on and goes, oh, shit.
Okay. And Mackie's like, yeah, that ain't normal, is it?
We need to get up there.
Definitely. We need to figure out what's going on and put it right. Punch it, Chewie. Shag ass.
No, Chewie's his brother, Chewie Ramirez, and he's...
Mickey begins to sing, we ain't chase no waterfalls. They just washed over us like they should do.
Ramirez takes the shuttle up to the hangar door, which is, or the, I don't know what to call it, the aperture.
Sure.
Where water is trickling out, not quite in the gush that's coming over the side from higher up on the station, but
sure.
The stuff that's leaked down into the hangar and then is pouring out through the doorway.
Okay.
So we're on sort of like the underside of, if there's a waterfall exactly. coming out, we're kind of like in the back of the waterfall coming
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Cool. You you're in the Pirate Cove.
Nice. 45 degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty significant.
Yeah. Grace hits the wall of the hangar, and her ass is hanging like over the opening.
Okay.
I'm going to say the ship takes a point of damage from the slamming into the wall.
Well, it's a good thing my armor rating is 2, so I can ignore that.
I
comply with my GM's ruling.
How many hit points does the ship have anyway?
14.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. One is good. Mm-hmm. No, I needed. If it was 2, I didn't want to do a damage, but it's got to be proportionate. So Ramirez brings the shuttle up into the diagonal hangar.
Yes.
And comes over to the side where he can, like, the slope between the wall and the floor.
Okay.
And
all of us in the back probably slid to one side and.
Well, he hasn't turned the shuttle.
He hasn't turned it yet.
No, he goes in and like sets it down in the corner between like where like so one part is sitting on the wall and one part sitting on the floor.
So it stays level, but stepping out we'll find gracious.
Zach, you would like to be on comms with Grace. Grace, what the hell's going on up there?
Well, Mackie, you know how I have a side piece.
I would consider you to just have a piece. Because I don't want to contemplate what the other side of your perceived side piece is. But, yes.
Oh, my husband, three systems back.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Yeah, your side piece, anyway.
Well, I encouraged him to show a little bit of initiative and find his own thing.
Commendable. And is his own thing by any chance involve holding the entire station at like a 40, 45 degree angle?
Funny you should ask that.
Well, yes, I do have a reason.
In point of fact, he has taken control of the altitude, attitude, and pitch and roll control systems.
I applaud his initiative, and I feel like that could come in handy. Could you ask him to maybe knock it off for a minute?
I will relay your request.
I'm a little worried about a scenario in which you fall out of the hangar and then fall thousands of feet to impact on the ground below. Our concern.
I must admit, this has given me some cause for concern myself.
All right, cool.
But he told me to hang in there, baby, as you did. So I am combining both of your advice.
Great minds think alike, huh?
The shuttle landed level. Uh-huh. Has the hatch opened yet?
Not until Ramirez gets the go-ahead.
Okay. I did want to ask, is Grace settled in her current position with, like...
Yes.
Okay.
Did you want to tell...
Nolan, baby, you know that I like to live on the edge, but I don't like to live on the literal edge, because sometimes that means you don't live. So is there any way we could approach, instead of pi over 4, maybe more like a pi over 2?
Give me a talk check.
Okay.
He's kind of fixated on his own power right now.
If someone can make a moons over my hammy joke with that pi over 2.
9.
Nice. All right, hold on, baby. I'm going to take it the other side. The station begins to straighten out.
You can hear the sounds of the station straightening out right now.
With rare Foley work from our sound editor.
Whoosh. FedEx.
We're sponsored. We're going to be rich.
Oh, God.
No, FedEx doesn't make anyone rich.
We could sue them. Like, this podcast also would make so much fucking money if it wasn't for FedEx. We would employ so many minions.
Hey, you can shut that down, because that's more danger than upsetting the president of Japan.
We'd be making podcast dollars, motherfucker.
We could be Joe Rogan.
Does FedEx have a podcast? Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Richie Smith probably has a podcast.
Anyway, so the station gets closer to level?
The station goes fully level. The shuttle that you guys are in with everybody doesn't quite tip over, but comes very close to it. It's sitting on it on the corner.
Okay. We get like a real like, whoa!
It's probably some really like ugly like metal groaning noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So all of us in the back, like solid.
Everybody's
like, Star Trek piling Enterprise, up against the right wall. Like mash around.
Mackie turns to Ramirez and goes, "Thank you. We would just like to go ahead and thank you for your service to the revolution." And then he blows the door of the cockpit and steps into the back of the shuttle, and he cocks his mag pistol and goes, "All right, we're about ready to start the revolution. If anyone needs to use the restroom, it would be best to do it now."
I just did.
Good, you find that. All right.
Sorry, you told him they could go to the bathroom.
We're about to start the revolution. You should use the bathroom if you need to.
Okay. They ready their firearms. They all went down on the surface. They're warriors. They know. Warriors. They went to the bathroom before getting on.
They're also deeply dehydrated.
Like, that's true. Also,
it's true. They're good at holding it.
Big D says, "I know surface. Listen, sometimes it's like that up here. We're fine. Everything's fine. Just sit down for a second. This is my buddy Mackie.
Hello.
Mackie knows what's up. Mackie, will you please tell the people we're fine? Because the 8 surface dwellers have never gotten shaken like that.
Hey, everything's without just it being fine. A burst. Everything's fine, especially compared with how things are going to be shortly. You're going to look back on this as a golden age of reason, rationality, and calm.
Nikki's going to take a moment to pet Sultan, who is bodily climbed.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's fine. Like, Sultan doesn't fit in Nikki's lap, but it's fine. We're all fine. Everybody relax. We're just going to go talk to the Sultan. That's it.
Also, Dr. Cade?
Yeah. So when you say Dr. Cade, Hildy makes eye contact with you and just kind of gives you the nod, and she readies herself to make a beeline through, because her plan is you guys hold down the physical aspects of this, and the more noise you make, the more her sort of Paul Revere routine is helped. But so she's ready to make a beeline as soon as the ruckus gets a ruckin.
Grace would like to open another channel to Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, BDE.
Speaking.
You know it. I would like to offer as your anointed voice amongst the people, Dr. Hildegard Hypatia Cade, who can translate best your puissance towards their better understanding of your glory. In other words, shut down the comms for everybody but Hildy.
Give me a talk check.
Okay.
He's getting drunk on his own power.
7.
All right, baby.
You're so good to me.
I'll point out that his he has the BDE NFT.
Damn it.
Oh, he's not an NFT guy. That's too scuzzy even for him.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
He's not.
Not even remotely.
Embodies NFT.
He is an NFT.
He's a series of NFTs. Like, yeah. Which Nolan Ryan P. Jr. you get?
I'd say, I think he's expressly fungible.
Fucking. Yeah, but so are their dipshit tokens. You can just fucking download them. Yeah. They give you the URL. Sorry.
Anton was waiting to see the shuttle, like, get to the station and dock before he took off. Mm-hmm. And so him and Sergey are getting into the air. I toggle the switches, get the engines ready. I look over my shoulder at Sergey and go, "Well, ready to try the gun out?
Punch it, Louie."
slam the throttle forward. And as we kind of, like, crest the apex of the ship, like, as it's sort of aligning itself, we come over the side and just opening fire with the Gatling gun, just like peppering everything that looks even remotely like a bullet would hurt it. He's just
nice.
Full on letting loose.
Yeah, there are klaxons going off. There's an alarm sounding. You hear over the intercom Nolan Ryan P. saying, "Warning, does your penis have an unsightly angle to the left? Warning, warning, price is so low you'll die of unknown causes."
Hey everyone, that's the end of our episode for this week. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, it just really means a lot that there are folks out there that have stuck around this far.
Want to give a big thank you to Jackson Saib, who composed our music. It is a beautiful piece of music, and we hope one day to be the show that lives up to it.
Damn right. And if you want to know more, or maybe not know more, but just touch us in a different kind of way, go to www.astronomicapodcast.com. And there you will find a permanent non-inspiring. I know.
That is accurate.
Non-expiring invitation to
our Discord, where most of us spend the majority of our non-podcast social interacting time. We have different channels we usually participate in. NaNoWriMo. There are community one-shots that are open to all to run and participate in every month. That's where we run the Patreon one-shots, which if you are generous enough to contribute some money, we have special cast-included one-shot episodes there. And just a general all-around good time with a wacky bunch of malcontents.
Lots of memes and GIFs, which is why anyone's on the internet, really.
Yep.
And if you want to support us, You can check us out at patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. If you don't want to fund the growth of global communism, you can instead just give us a 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice, provided 5 is the most. If there are anywhere there are 10 stars, then like at least an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're a Memphis 8.
They say a Memphis 8 is a New York bad podcast.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Forever. Oh, wait, for a week.